snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Hey y'all, Arizona has a wonderful way for you to help qualified local charities with a tax credit this calendar year. My favorite local charity that helps thousands of people every year is St. Vincent de Paul right here in the Valley. They've helped people from all faiths and backgrounds for 70 years. Now look, couples can take a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for up to $800. And if you act by December 31st, your Arizona tax credit can also qualify for your federal taxes. This is a win-win-win. You help a great local charity, you get the tax credit, and very likely help with your federal return. So for more information, go to charitytaxcreditaz.com. That's charitytaxcreditaz.com. And remember, this tax credit can be taken in addition to any other tax credits like schools and foster care. Go to charitytaxcreditaz.com and you'll be helping out the great team at St. Vincent de Paul for all that they've been doing in the Valley and throughout Arizona for 70 years. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We had a phone call from a man in Prescott Valley wanting to know about insulating his crawl space in a masonry home. You've got a couple things to consider about here. So we've got a masonry, we've got a concrete foundation. We come up off that concrete foundation with masonry, and then we hang a stringer joist some elevation above the rough grade and set our floor and our subfloor. So you've got this space between the floor joist and the dirt that's all enclosed and surrounded by this masonry stem wall. We don't necessarily find it very productive to insulate the inside of those walls. We find it better to keep that very well ventilated so we don't, in fact, start dealing with a condensation problem that accumulates water that then starts incurring a freeze-thaw problem with our foundations and our footings. So the key is insulating the subfloor to a point where you're keeping that ventilated, nice space well ventilated and low moisture content. So applying rigid foam to the subfloor in between the floor joists is one of the tactics people and contractors use. I'm more of a fan of a thick bat, and the bat has to go with the fiberglass against the subfloor with the paper down at the bottom of the joist. And then I string that with some kind of a textile over the top of that, and that helps eliminate the pests and the rodents. That's the other thing you have to worry about in that kind of situation. Well-ventilated crawl spaces do have a propensity for being a nice, comfortable place for rodents to live, and they love to crawl through your insulation. So the other application that we're seeing get a lot of use right now is actually spray foam on the bottom, and it is much less rodent friendly, much less, you could very well have the rodents living in there, but at least they're not crawling through the insulation, leaving all the mess that they leave when they do that. So there's a couple great options for you. We appreciate the phone call at Rosie on the House. You can reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We'll do everything we can to take your call as quick as we can. We did have another woman, Carrie, called, but she was calling from work. Couldn't stay on hold. So we'll get to Carrie's question. But before we do, I want to let everybody know we are going to be broadcasting New Year's Eve. If you'd like to share with Arizona and the Rosie on the House listeners a particular family tradition or memory that means a lot to you and your family that may carry over and help others celebrate Christmas in a more focused and joyous manner, we'd encourage you to share those with us so that we can share them with all of our listeners next Saturday on Christmas Eve.
Some of our emails that have come in this week, Martinez wants to know about cleaning his ductwork. He has a quote for $350, 12 vents in the home, 2,000 square foot home, 20 years old and never been cleaned, and they're going to clean the dryer vent for free as a $98 added value service. Is this a good deal, and is it necessary?
I'm guessing at the price, it's probably not a good deal because it should be
too cheap.
It should be twice that price. Martinez, what you've gotten is a special offer or a Groupon offer or a Penny Saver offer from a company that is going to come in and theoretically clean your ductwork by using some kind of vacuum mechanism by removing the registers in the house and sending the vacuum as far back in there as they can reach. They're going to leave a lot of the ductwork uncleaned, and the most important thing they're going to leave uncleaned is your coil in your air conditioning cabinet. To really clean your system, you need to take the cabinet apart, take the coil apart, clean it with bacteriostatic soap, rinsed out very well, dried very well, and that also has to be done to your condensate pan. Now that the coil is clean, now that the pan is clean, then we can get in there and clean our ductwork. You don't want a simple duct cleaning company to be disassembling your air conditioning cabinet. That's why I encourage people to only have licensed air conditioning contractors clean your ductwork so they can also clean the air handling cabinet and the coil. Once we've cleaned all of this system, the entire breathing system, the entire respiratory system of your home, then we install a good paper pleated filter. We've said for years, replace it every 30 days when you pay your utility bill, but people pay utility bills automatically and they forget right now. So at least every 60 to 90 days in the summer, I would replace it every 30 days. In the winter, you can get away with a little less, every 60 days or 90 days. And again, it depends. Do you have pets in the house? How many times are you in and out of the house? How often do you sleep with the windows open and all those kind of other variables? You're going to pay about $500 to $700 per air conditioning unit to get it done and get it done right. If you then get in the discipline of filtering the air properly with a good filter, you're not going to have that done for another 7 to 10 years. So one duct cleaning at $500 to $700 should last 10 years. Now, what a lot of these low-priced duct cleaning companies do is they come in and they say, I'm going to clean your ductwork for $350. They don't clean the air conditioning equipment. They don't clean the coil. They don't clean the condensate pan. And they don't really clean all of the ductwork. And then before they leave, they get your check for $350, and then they want to schedule you for the next 6 months or the next year. So over the course of the 10-year process with the discount duct cleaning company, you're going to spend upwards of $4,000 to $5,000 rather than just pay one time to get it done right, $500 to $700, and have the same degree of cleanliness, probably better.
Definitely better.
For a tenth the money.
Joel has had his second slab leak in as many months. Both times, the copper line that was replaced showed signs of pitting inside. And he wants to know, should I go ahead and replace my piping now before I get a leak that causes some damage? He's got wood floors inside the home. Up to this date, this has both been in the garage where nothing was damaged. And he wants to know, should I go ahead and be proactive and replace that before I have another major problem?
Aye, aye, aye. And he came in by email. I may have to have a lot more questions, a lot more answers to several more questions from him. So if we have his email address, maybe I can reach back out to him. The fact that he's got wood floors certainly would make you want to be a little bit more safe than sorry, right? I mean, it's not like if he has another pre-underslab leak, I mean, the fact that all that wood floor could get ruined also means that probably the cabinet kick would get ruined. And now you're not just replacing flooring. You're ripping countertops, cabinets, baseboard, drywall, subflooring out. And so maybe you do want to be extra safe. But I'd like to hear a little bit more about what he saw in the pitting from the inside. The fact pitting from the inside generally isn't the cause of a copper pipe leak. It can be, but that's generally not the cause. It's generally vibration outside of the pipe, rubbing against some ABC or concrete slab. As the water gets turned on and off over all of those years, the pipe moves a fraction of an inch over that same rock over all of those years, and it finally wears and ping.
He also may be a great candidate to have the interior of his water lines coated with epoxy. That could save.
What's that called? E-pipe. Mm-hmm. E-pipe might be a great idea.
Might be. It's a system where they suck epoxy through your water supply lines, extending the life of your water line without having to replace it. And it's going to be the benefit in that is it keeps the pipe underground, so it's better insulated than above ground where it just you want to think a slab leak underground is messy. Have a pipe leak above ground in your overhead in your attic.
And that E-pipe technology is something actually that was developed in L.A. that they used on many of the deteriorating city distribution lines, and apparently has given that entire water distribution company a great extended period of time. And so I think Ben Franklin Plumbing is one of the few companies here in town. I think they may be the only company in town that has that E-pipe epoxy injector.
Last I knew they were. There was another company that had bought the franchise that didn't keep it. They weren't able to keep it going. And so Ben Franklin picked it up when they went down. But
let's go back to Carrie, who called in while she was at work and wanted to know, Rosie, my husband and I are getting ready to build a new house. It's going to be south of Maricopa. Should I consider being my own contractor? And I guess, again, that leaves me short a few answers of other questions I'd like to ask her. Carrie, how much free time do you have on your hands? How much time do you have to investigate contractors? I would tell you, you need to go to rosieonthehouse.com and take a look at our consumer advisory on how to pick a contractor. If you're going to go through that process, not just for one general contractor, but for every single subcontractor for your home, you're going to be committing a ton of time. And people say, yeah, but if I do my own contracting, I can maybe save 20 to 25% because that's how much the general contractor wants to charge me. Well, that if he's a good general contractor, he's negotiated tighter unit cost with his subcontractors than you can. So it isn't going to be a true net save. That same subcontractor is probably going to charge you a bit more than he's going to charge that contractor that gives him 7, 8, or 9 jobs a year. One of the reasons they're going to charge you a little more is they're going to understand you don't have the experience you quite need. That could mean a couple trips out to the job that aren't going to be as necessary. Maybe repeat trips, you know, that don't need to be done. The subs are going to price you at probably more of a pure retail rate. That wasn't the case for the last 7 or 8 years. But now with things heating up the way they are right now, that is the case now. I don't know anybody in the home building business that isn't up to their gills in work right now. I don't know anybody that isn't trying to find more qualified help to hire. So do you have a lot of time on your hands to really screen all of the contractors and get to know them? Who's going to draw your plans? Are they going to be available to get the permit and help counsel you through every step? Those are all questions you'd have to ask yourself before you should just simply endeavor to be your own contractor. There's all kind of things you're going to want to, the material suppliers and the subcontractors, you're going to want them all plugged in to the fact. And if you'd like to visit with that offline or in more detail, just get in touch with me at rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll talk our way through it. In the meantime, you want to build south of Maricopa, go to rosieonthehouse.com. In finding a trusted partner, type in Casa Grande, click all categories, hit search, and you'll see all the Rosie certified contractors serving Pinal County. That would be a great starting place for you.